Hi, I'm Dr. Kirsten Lauritsen. I'm a personal functional medicine practitioner for high performers and professional athletes. And I've worked with athletes in many different sports, from the U.S. sailing team to endurance sports and triathlon, CrossFit, and professional tennis players across the board in any sport. Maintaining a foundation of a healthy body and mind is crucial for long-term success. This is the podcast that will show you how to apply the principles of a healthy body and mindset to achieve high performance, all from the inside out. This is the Fit and Healthy Athlete Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to part two of the Gut and Fueling series that mini series inside of the series that we created here. We are continuing on with our Fueling and Hydration series. If you haven't checked out the other few episodes, make sure to go back and listen to those. And they really do build on themselves. So if you're joining in now, then make sure to go back and listen and also subscribe and like this video if this is something that you found helpful, so that I can make more of this too. So today we are going to be talking about the problems with certain types of sugars and fuel sources, as well as what can happen with intestinal permeability and why endurance athletes are at increased risk. So let's dive in. Okay, the next part of this here that I wanted to cover today is some gels and liquid carbohydrates that can work really well for people. Also can dump a little too much carbohydrate into the gut without using enough, especially when you don't have enough water in there. So what can happen then is, because all of this carbohydrate gets quickly and massively dumped into the gut, into the stomach, it can slow the emptying of the stomach. It's slowed gastric emptying. And what that means is that the stomach then is going to hold on to that for a lot longer. This has some pretty significant impacts. Number one, this can mean that the water that should be out in your muscles and your blood helping to cool you down can end up, and also keeping you hydrated, can then end up back into the stomach. And that's a pretty significant problem. And this is usually where, first, number one, it can lead to dehydration faster. But number two, it can also mean that you're at risk of some GI symptoms. Could be nausea, could be diarrhea, could be difficulty holding food down. There's a lot of things there. So we do want to be a little bit careful of maltodextrin. And then lastly, talking about leaky gut and intestinal permeability and hypoxic conditions. So what happens in endurance sports when athletes are training for these big sports? So leaky gut is something called intestinal permeability, and this can happen for athletes when they're under high oxidative stress and under a lot of load, but also can happen in endurance races and will happen to most, if not all, endurance athletes as they go through. What can happen then too is, because of this leaky gut, it can release something called lipopolysaccharides into the bloodstream, which can lead to a lot of inflammation. Intestinal permeability also happens because after about 90 minutes, the GI tract, or it actually can happen a little bit sooner than that too, but all of that blood and oxygen has gone out to the muscles and away from the gut, which leads to very hypoxic conditions and then can lead to some leaky gut. So one of the ways that we can balance this out is we can make sure that you have protein, like branched chain amino acids, or protein in your food that can then help to mitigate some of that pull of protein from the GI tract lining and can keep that intestinal permeability a little bit more locked up for longer. Also, intestinal permeability and some of the risks that are associated with this can be a cause for increased inflammation, immune dysregulation in athletes, as well as gut pain, injuries, and like a lot more. So if you're like a lot of athletes that I work with, and you're excited about your race and the training to become an Ironman and finish your ultra marathon or all of those things, or even if you're a seasoned athlete, but you may have some doubt that you can get your fueling and hydration right. Yeah. And again, if you are a seasoned athlete, but are really wanting to work on your fueling and hydration plan because you've realized how important it is, so that it really supports your energy, your training, and your health, I've got you covered. So if you want to learn more, head to drkirsten.com/finishstrong. I hope that you'll join my email list because you want to be there, because I share a lot of information that I don't share anywhere else. And it is a thing, and that really is as a thank you for being there and for opening and reading my emails. You know, I always am so grateful for everyone who's there. And you'll also get a free guide too when you join. If you go to drkirsten.com/finishstrong, there's lots of helpful tips and info in there too. It's just as a thank you for wanting to be on my list. The other thing you can do too is you can head to drkirsten.com and find all of the courses and mini courses that are available if you'd like to design, to test, to be able to adjust and implement your fueling and hydration protocol and make it ideal for you. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time. Take care. Hey, did you know that up to 70% of athletes may be deficient in at least one micronutrient, if not potentially deficient in two or more? Micronutrient deficiencies like vitamin D, iron, calcium, vitamin E, B12, B9 are super common in athletes, and they can lead to things like fatigue. They can lead to injuries and fractures, getting sick a lot and missing practice, to unexplained pain, and a lot more. On the flip side though, athletes who corrected nutrient deficiencies saw improvements in VO2 max, vertical jump, grip strength, force, improved delayed onset muscle soreness, and a lot more. That's why I created the Strong to the Finish Line free guide for athletes like you to be able to train and compete symptom-free so that you can have the confidence and the power to perform at your best. Get this guide for free at drkirsten.com/finishstrong.